When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. Tonight we have a special Halloween episode. We are going to have a seance with occultist and a supernatural phenomenon.
Researcher.
Researcher. Thank
Friend
you.
Friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod. And witch John Tenney is going to lead us in a Zoom seance. Something, you know, that quarantine is allowing us to do is have seances online. So we're going to be doing that for you in a little bit. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stetton.
And I'm producer Maria.
For those of you who don't know, a seance is when you what? Like contact the dead?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Webster's defines a seance as a meeting at which people attempt to contact the dead, especially through the agency of a medium.
Mm. Okay, yeah. So the dead.
Yeah. Well, we definitely did that. So we will add the audio now of the seance.
I'll edit out the parts where we're just silent for long periods of time so you guys don't have to sit through that. So just know it'll be edited down.
Yeah. And then let's chat about the stuff that came up after. Because in hindsight, we learned some pretty crazy things that, like, in the moment, we were like, weird. I don't know what that means. And then after, we figured out some weird stuff.
We did. Okay,
hey, here, let's let John in.
Here he comes.
Ooh. Ooh. Hello, weirdo.
A red velvet suit.
No, it's just a red cardigan. The backdrop behind me is red velvet.
I love that so much.
Are you guys scared yet?
Yes.
I actually am scared.
I'm terrified.
So I'll tell you this. I have a force field around my house to keep all the bad things out.
Just
from 30 years of doing stuff, I don't ever want anything following me home. So I have this force field around my house. But to do this, I had to take part of it down where I am now so that things can exchange with me.
Yeah. So you're vulnerable right now.
I am. And at noon today is when I started the process of pulling it down. And between noon and 2 o'clock, I had 3 birds fly into my windows.
No.
And 2 of them hit so hard they died.
John, stop.
The last time I did this, the foundation of my house cracked.
Oh, that's right. You told us that.
It cracked all along my ceiling and my crawl space flooded.
I'm going to go.
There's nothing to be worried about, though.
But thank God you got your red velvet curtain.
Right.
Oh my God. Holy shit.
Oh my God.
So, oh my God. Will you basically like tell us what's entailed in all this? Like, what is about
to
go down?
So, we're just, it's very simple. And I mean, seances aren't made to be done like this. Like, I know that everybody has watched Host and seen how it works, but like, there is supposed to be like physical contact. Like, we're supposed to be holding hands like that. But in this new generation of technology, like, we're going to try it a different way. And I don't think very many people have actually done seances, actual seances like this. So what we're going to do is, like, I'll walk us all through it, but we're going to just do a little, like, relaxation and kind of meditate and get ourselves into it. Breathe. Don't forget to breathe. It's very important. And then, I mean, I'll act, because I'm used to this type of thing, I'll act as the prime channel. But like, you guys are going to be able to pick stuff up too. So like, you're going to have crazy little things pop into your head. You know, like when you're kind of somnambulistic and you're about to fall asleep and you'll imagine like the Little Rascals for no reason whatsoever. Like,
all the time.
I was just trying to pick something weird. But
Maria.
Yeah.
But that's the type of thing, like, that just popped into my mind, so I just said it. And that you're going to want to say those things, because it might not be a message that you're getting for you, it might be a message you're getting for me, or one for Maria. Right. Like, it doesn't know, you don't know who it's coming for. And it might even be someone in the chat room. We have so many people watching. That's why it's hard to do this too, is I don't know the intention of everybody watching it. And there could be people here who want bad things to happen. So I had to.
No. Okay. Well, that's, but I had to plan. So everyone in the chat, if you could just chill, like, for real.
So I had to plan for that too. Like, I had to work like systems around and like certain words that, like, I'm going to say, just like, I might say a random word that doesn't seem like it means something, but I'll explain, like, that's just to protect us while we're doing this, if things get a little wonky. And then, so for me,
Melissa, what are you looking to the side for?
Well, I was looking out the window because a cat, one of the cats that hangs out outside my yard, was walking by. It's a black cat.
Perfect.
Oh, I thought something scary happened. Okay, sorry. Continue.
I have two candles. And so for me, I'm going to designate one as yes, and one is I don't want to talk about it. You don't really ever want to do no, because you don't want to bring like a ton of negativity into it. And no is like the supreme negativity, right? So like, the one that has this mirror behind it will be I don't want to respond. And this one will be yes. And so we'll watch for changes and flickerings while we're asking questions. Plus, this one, it has a mirror behind it. So there's going to be a little bit of scrying too. So like, if people watching this also want to keep their eye on that mirror in case something wants to peek in and like use the mirror to look out.
No, John, I swear to God,
I'm like gonna start crying.
That mirror, I swear to God.
And just so everybody knows that there's like no tomfoolery or stuff. So that mirror is pointed at my ceiling. If I wanted to, there's my finger there on the ceiling, and you can see it in the mirror.
Whoa.
Right? So just a ceiling. There.
You can touch the ceiling from.
I'm in the upstairs of my house, and I have a slanted.
Okay.
Like upstairs.
I office. Love that.
Like, you really have long arms.
So what's that? What's the sigil? Is that a sigil or
that
something
one there?
That you wrote under?
Yeah.
The,
yeah. So I had a little sigil that I made, and part of. So like on Twitter today, you saw me throwing out a message.
Yeah.
So that was the original message. Like, I made it and then destroyed it. And said, like, this is where it's going to be. So now it's here. So if anything, when I was outside, I was saying to stuff, if you want to talk, you have to find this sigil. It no longer exists here. It only now exists here. So if they want to talk, they're going to come over here.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Great.
Everybody sound good?
Yeah.
And I won't keep this too long. Like, you never really, like, you never, even in old Victorian days, like, you would never do a seance for an hour. I mean, you would just wouldn't do it. It's too tiresome. Sometimes it gets repetitious. Sometimes nothing happens. So you just want to stop when you feel like you should stop.
Fingers crossed.
And then for me too, like, one of the things I do, so I have a little piece of paper and a pencil over here. So like, while we're talking, I'll also be doing like automatic writing. I'll just be like letting my hand do stuff. So if I start to write words, or if I start to draw a picture, like, I'll show that too.
Whoa. Okay. Does someone here have their eye on the chat, Maria or Melissa? Melissa, so you can like see if anyone's like saying something like, here's someone relevant, here's something relevant or something.
A lot of people are saying they're going to watch the mirror. People are saying Robert Toomey says, LOL Asher. And then
oh, yeah, he's playing with his ball. Sorry.
And then a lot of people are just saying WAP. So
WAP?
Yeah. You know, like WAP, Allie.
Yeah, I get it. We got some trolls in the chat.
I don't know if they're trolls. This
I'm trying to think of what they could, what you guys could make it stand for, since you could make the W web crawlers.
Web crawlers, S.
To move it somewhere different. Yeah. And if you guys want to go, if you guys want to keep your lights on, that's fine. I'm going to go darker than this after I light the candles. So I'll probably look even spookier than I normally do.
I'm not turning shit off. Sorry.
Is mine okay with my candles?
You're fine. I would watch your candles too for their flickering. Cause like I'm just said that I'm going to designate candles as yes and no. And so if you don't do that, if something wants to talk, it might do that to you as well.
Okay. Well, this one right in front of me, it'll be yes, but like seriously, like you don't have to come to my candle. Like that's totally fine. Like mine's more for lighting. And then this one right here will be no. But like I'm telling the
you know, strange on television shows, I did an episode of Kindred Spirits and we did candles doing yes and no, or yes and I don't want to talk. And it worked perfectly. And the network was like, it's not spooky enough. I'm like, we're sitting in the dark talking with candles, what? Like flickering. What? And they were like, we'd rather see more boxes and like battery stuff because it's technology.
So stupid.
So Melissa, did you designate your candle?
Sure. It should be it's either a yes or I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, the one behind you can be the I don't want to talk, and then the one in front.
Even my lighter has little sigils on it.
And what is a sigil? Could you say?
A sigil is a way of manifesting a thought or an idea into like this space. So usually what you would do is you would take a word and you would start to deconstruct the letter forms and create a symbol out of it. And then symbol represents the whole total thought of the thing that you're trying to manifest. So like that sigil that's underneath that candle is about communication and talking and relaying information. And somehow the words are in there, but I don't even remember at this point how I got to that symbol with those words, because you deconstruct it so that your conscious mind kind of forgets what it is and your unconscious mind can look at it and kind of remember what it's supposed to mean. And then your unconscious mind talks to the deeper, wider realm of spirit.
Got it.
That's crazy.
Everybody in a good spot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone happy?
Yes.
Allie, where's your veil? I thought you were going to wear your black veil.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't look good.
Oh, I liked it.
I'm sure it's going to steal the show.
Well, maybe one of the ghosts can say if they like it.
So
WAP crawlers.
What we're going to do I'm going to go dark, and then I just want us to relax, and I'm going to just, you can say it in your head or you can say it out loud, but I'm just going to keep repeating a couple of things and get into it. Like I said, don't forget to breathe. Very important. Relax. Deco. Contact. Communication. Contact. Deco. Communication. Contact. Longquaria. Deco. Contact. Everyone that's watching and everyone that's here just wants communication and contact. And if there's anyone here who wants to communicate, we would appreciate that. We know that it's difficult. We know that you may use shapes and images and words and ideas because it's difficult to talk to us the way we talk to each other, the way that you might have talked. If there's someone here, could you make one of the candles start to move? Any of the candles that you see, those candles can't burn you. They won't cause you any harm. You probably can remember blowing out birthday candles. It's as easy as blowing on the birthday candle to make it flicker. I think that you're trying to move some of the candles. Could you blow a little harder on the candles, please? Thank you for trying that. You can use that as a way to talk to us. I know that I've designated the candles in a certain manner. Do you not want to talk about something, whoever's here? That's the candle I designated as I don't want to talk. Did you want to designate it as talking? It seems like you like that candle, so we'll stick with that one. Can you tell us if you're a man? I see multiple candles going now. Melissa, did your candle kind of banked a little bit?
I think so. It's kind of moving.
This one by the mirror is like going crazy.
Yeah,
it is. Kind of
it's wild. Like bent.
Yeah. It has the, someone in the chat said it has the sigil, so it might be.
Oh.
Maria.
How is it moving like that? I am like dying.
See how you can make it wave? Well,
yeah, why isn't.
What?
Your other candle's not moving at all, and that one's moving.
Could you move from that big candle that with the mirror? Can you move to the other candle and make that one move? Is that something you could do to show us that you're here? Or move to one of the other candles that I'm looking at on the screen?
That one's going. The other one's going.
Melissa,
now.
Yours just went. Did you see it? Right when I said that. Thank you. That was very interesting. Good. We appreciate that. I got a really weird, okay, so one of the things that popped into my head, I got an image of the chipmunks, like the cartoon chipmunks.
Well, yeah. John.
What?
I work on the chipmunks with Amanda.
That's weird.
You're just bringing up my resume now. You're seeing if there's any casting directors.
No, this
here.
Was specifically about... like I saw them, but the, what are they? Simon, Theodore.
Alvin.
Alvin.
Alvin was the one that popped in my head. Like,
oh no, wait, my dad's name is Alvin. Tell me more.
Wait, the chipmunks. The fan.
Oh, well, you know, what I thought.
Yeah.
One of our friends and one of the listeners to the podcast has something to do with the chipmunks. Their family has something to do with the chipmunks.
But also my dad's name is Alvin.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Odd too.
I'm writing that down over here because that's very strange. Thank you for giving me that experience.
I'm going to throw up.
Oh, God.
Can you tell me more about that instead of just showing me those silly characters?
Was there a knock?
I did hear a knock. Did you hear a knock?
Yeah, I heard a knock, John.
Was that you? If that was you giving that little knock sound, can you knock like this?
I just heard it again.
I didn't hear it that time.
I didn't hear it.
Massachusetts. I just got Massachusetts in my head, too.
I mean, you need to fuck off, John. That's where my dad is from. What's your problem?
What?
Is my dad dead in the other room right now? Like, do I need to go check on my dad?
Wait a minute. Wait.
Your dad's from Massachusetts?
Yes. He's in the other room, though. Like, I'm pretty sure he hasn't died.
I would say at this point, like, I would say that someone's trying to talk to him through me to you to him. Like,
what?
It's trying to find a way. Like, that just seems, that seems not random. That seems
like. Yeah, I agree with you.
That's weird.
My dad is the biggest non-believer of all time, also. Can I ask a question about who it? I don't
ask
even know
questions.
Where to begin.
Well, see, I mean, we're all here together looking to contact and looking for information and looking to communicate. So if anybody has questions, go ahead.
Is this Nana?
Is someone walking around in one of the rooms?
That's what I hear that too.
Walking around?
It's Asher with his chew toy. Okay.
I did hear, what was that?
What, Allie?
That? Voice.
That was a man talking. Who was that?
There's no one here. I mean, my mom.
Maybe it was Craig. Craig, you can't talk. We think you're a ghost. You can't be talking. They're the same. People think you're a ghost.
That can't.
Why, well, you can't. We don't know this. Someone's trying to get through.
Melissa, your candle's being.
No, I laughed in it. I laughed.
Can you move this candle if you're still here? Can you make that go back and forth, please? I know it's hard. It won't hurt you. Or one of the other candles that you see on the screen if you're still here. Contact.
Is your candle moving, Maria?
Yeah, okay. Mine's moving.
A little.
Did anyone else just hear that?
Is there someone trying to communicate? I don't, I Is there someone trying to communicate with Alvin?
Maybe it's Simon or Theodore.
Oh. Is there someone near the mirror that wants to communicate?
I fuck that. Fuck that.
No.
It's way. Moving.
That got like huge.
Yeah. Do you want to play? This is a game that I'll play sometimes when I do seances. Do you want to play months? Yeah. Can you tell me a month? This is just something like in my head that I roll around. January. February.
Oh, no.
March.
No, what I was just, that knocking?
I hit my...
Yeah, but the candle went wild when he said March. The candle went wild.
That's my birthday. Are they trying to communicate with me?
April. May. June.
Whoa.
We just did a double flame for June.
Yeah.
July. August. September. October. November. December. So February, March, June, and October. I still think that it's crazy that I came up with Massachusetts and Alvin.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane. I mean, I can't help but think that the seance is directed entirely towards me.
Do you all have a Chipmunks reference?
Amanda and I worked on the Chipmunks movie. Not to brag, but we did the voices on set while the actors looked at a tennis ball. I doubt that's what the ghost is talking about. I know no one else is, so I don't think that they'd, you know, be saying what Hollywood isn't saying themselves. Then one of our listeners is they're in Friends, has a family that it has to do with the Chipmunks. And then Allie's dad is named Alvin.
Melissa, you don't have a Chipmunks reference?
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, quiet again. Let's go back to the beginning and start. Ready? Deep go. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Take breaths. Breathe. Contact. Communication. Ego, communication. If there's anyone here, we appreciate all you've been doing to talk to us and talk with us. We know how difficult it is. We're using the candles to talk. We're also using images, sounds, and words. Anything you can do to speak with us. There's a mirror if you want to show yourself. If you're shy, I can understand that. Maria, do you have any questions?
I would. Where do I start? I don't know how you ask someone on the other side a question. I mean, what's the easiest question for them to answer?
I mean, that's why we basically stick with yes and no questions. Because we don't ever really know who we're talking to. And, you know, people, even on the other side, could lie and say they're someone else. So, like, even though we think we might be talking to grandma, like, it might just be someone who wants to talk, and you want to talk to grandma, so they're going to be your grandma.
Ew, I hate that.
Yeah, like the Steve-O of the afterlife.
Right.
Like a prankster.
Now, so when you were talking, do you have a... Was there someone in my head a second ago? Can you show me on the candle? The one near the mirror? Oh, it is Maria's candle behind you. Do you have one way behind you?
Yeah. This one?
Is that a real candle or is it an electric candle?
Mm-hmm. No. We go real here.
Can you make that candle flicker again? The one in Maria's room? It kind of flickered.
It's going pretty hard.
Do you have an Illinois contact? Maria?
Yeah. Yes, but yes. What?
I don't know. Are you guys hearing weird sounds? Or is that just coming from inside people's houses? Like, I can't tell.
That deep breath was me, but I heard a bang on a table or something.
I don't know. I got, Maria, I just got an Illinois and an R. That's all I got.
Well, my dad's name is Richard, and he's from Illinois.
Isn't that too bad? Is there someone here that wants to talk to Richard? Can you use the candles around me or the ones around Maria? Is there someone who wants to talk about Richard to Maria? I also don't know what this means too, but I got a big image of a fork.
A fork?
Yeah. Like a
big wooden spoon and fork.
Allie, what is it?
I mean, this isn't otherworldly. This is just, I think, John being psychic. But like 20 minutes ago, right before we started on Etsy, I was looking at gigantic wooden forks and spoons to buy to put in my new kitchen. Like big ones, like decorative ones.
I wonder, because this happens sometimes in seances too. I wonder if because I'm acting as the medium, you guys are putting stuff in my head.
Allie's just thinking about her Etsy search. Yeah, that
right?
makes sense. She's checked out thinking about her.
Thinking about a giant fork.
Thinking about at my Etsy search and Alvin and the Chipmunks and my dad. And I'm just making this go haywire.
Yeah, I do have a giant spoon that I was given as a gift from Amanda.
That's true.
Who's watching right now. And it's a giant spoon.
This is obvious. This is not a real fork. This is a giant ornamental fork that I saw in my hand.
Yeah, no, this was bought at Pier 1 and it was expensive. And Amanda won't let you forget it.
Weird.
Yeah, but it was a spoon.
I think what was ever near me is gone because my candles went to normal. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's going wild, this one that you can't see. Yeah. Let me move it with this one. Let me change this one.
I'm writing in case you hear that.
See, it's going. Oh, but that's because I just put it down. But it is going wild.
I think if there was something here, it might be with you, Maria. Is there somebody with Maria? Did you blow on that candle, Melissa?
No.
Yeah.
Every time I talk, it kind of
moves. It's going wild.
Can you move both of Maria's candles? The one that's near and the one that's far. That's far. Now, can you do near? Maria's near.
They're moving.
Is your furnace on? Oh, you guys are in California. You don't have furnaces.
It is kind of cold, though, today.
There's like an orb next to your candle, next to your light, Melissa.
Oh, the little lens flare on there. Is that what that is? The purple lens flare.
It's a ghost. It's a ghost.
This is a perfect opportunity for anybody that's here. If you want to communicate or contact us, you can do that now. You have nothing to be afraid of. No one here means you any harm.
Melissa's candle's going wild.
And yours is too behind you.
Yeah, the one behind you, Maria.
Can you blow on it like you would blow on a birthday cake? I know it's difficult to do, but you can do it. We believe in you. Like that, but harder.
Said that before.
Ooh, I got into a weird zone.
What happened?
I got my birthday, but I also got like a not your birthday. So my birthday's August 24th. But that's not right. But it's close, if that makes any sense.
Oh, no, Maria, what? Oh, no, Maria, what? Maria, what?
August 24th?
Yeah, but that's not right. It showed me my birthday, but then said, but that's not right. But it's close.
So when you went through the months before, it was February. What was it? February?
March and October.
It was February, March, June. February, March, June, and October.
Illinois, these are all people from Illinois that are in my life directly. My grandma's birthday's in February. My dad's birthday's in March. And Craig's birthday's in October. I don't have March. But I'm like going through my head, I'm like anyone that's directly connected to Illinois. And like
you don't have anybody in June, though?
No, June's my dad. March, I don't have anybody. In March. But that could be Allie's because of Alvin.
And then I got August, late August. When in late August? That's a Leo.
Your candle's going wild again, John. The no candle.
Yeah. It's before the 24th, isn't it? Can you show me on the candle?
Well.
It's the 19th.
August 19th.
Doesn't ring a bell for me.
Look at my calendar.
That's Allison.
See.
August 19th. That's you. It has something to do with you, Allison.
Me?
Yeah. Because it flashed me that chipmunk's picture again. And I'm assuming that's you.
No, I'm scared. I don't think I will have to look into that. I don't know whose birthday is in August.
John Stamos's birthday is August 19th.
That's got to be it.
Is John Stamos's birthday August 19th?
Yes.
Is it really? I don't think that's John Stamos. I think he's still with us.
I don't think so either.
And Matthew Perry.
We haven't lost John Stamos yet, have we? He's still with us?
No, he's still, with us, John. Don't you worry.
He's definitely with us. Bill Clinton's birthday.
It's going wild. It's trying to say, the candle's trying to say something. But it can't.
I know. I wish I knew what August 19, like.
Is it the day you died?
Oh, God.
Well, maybe it's like the.
Oh, the day the ghost died.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's going wild again.
Is August 19th the day that you died?
Oh.
It seems like an important date to you. Can you show yourself in that mirror? It's okay. There's no one here that'll hurt you. It's just a way to talk to us and communicate with us so we can remember you. Is that Asher that's tapping every now and then? Is he walking?
Yeah, it's a stupid thing. Sorry.
I just want to make sure it's not something else.
No.
I'm also trying to keep eyes behind you guys, just watching your stuff. Can you move all of the candles on the screen? Can you move all of them, please? Can you try and do that? I know that you have to go to different places, but distance shouldn't make a difference to you. It's like a little game. That was good. Melissa's was good.
Huh?
Yours moved big time, Melissa.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. Looking at this candle.
Can you make Melissa's go again? Can you make the one up near the camera flicker more again like you did before when she wasn't looking, or are you shy?
Is that Asher?
Jingle bell man.
That's me.
If there's anyone here, this would be your last chance to talk to us. You make a tapping sound or a rapping sound in one of our rooms.
Candle behind you, Marie, is moving.
What was that dunk? Did you hear that, Allison?
Yes, as soon as you said that.
There was a big, like, dunk sound, and I think it was either from Maria or Melissa.
It wasn't Asher.
I'm trying to, like, but it was one of you two had it. Could you do that again?
Yeah, it was like a pipe.
Could you make a knocking sound again?
Stop it. Okay, who did it? Who did it? Who did it?
I didn't hear it.
Who did it? Who did it?
I heard it too.
I didn't hear anything.
There was two knocks there.
What? I'm not hearing these knocks. Maybe because it's happening like in my room.
That was a big one.
Did someone do that?
I am not hearing
Maria,
anything.
Are you hearing them?
I'm hearing them.
What is happening?
That was a big one.
Did someone?
Oh,
did
I just hit my. I just hit my desk.
You're such a bitch.
Sorry.
Maybe ask for a double tap. They're saying,
can you finish this? Can you finish this tap? It's an old tap and everybody knows it. Can you finish this tap?
Shut.
No.
Melissa,
no.
Was that you?
I don't hear anything.
You didn't hear the tap, Melissa, for real.
No.
Is this a game or not?
Okay, well, that was someone.
That was,
my
life. Melissa.
Okay. That was someone.
All right. If there was someone here trying to contact us, we appreciate all that you did to try and contact us. We know how hard it is to contact us, and we appreciate you. And we know that it's difficult, and we know all of the energy and effort it took to try and contact us. And we do appreciate you, and we think about you. And we thank you for trying to communicate and contact us. And now we're not going to contact anymore. We're not going to communicate anymore. But we thank you for your time. And your energy and your effort. Thank you. Good night.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm turning my light back on.
That was intense.
That was scary.
Those knocks at the end were no joke.
Yeah.
Was that, you swear to God, that was not you, Melissa?
I didn't suspect hear them. Trickery on Melissa.
I didn't hear anything, so how could it have been me?
They were good knocks, though. They were nice taps.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out why that candle was, like, so active and this one
that
wasn't.
Was weird.
Yeah.
It is so strange, like, telling you guys, like, obviously it is strange, but I love doing it. But it's so strange to have, like, something so visual pop into your head and then have it actually mean something. Like one of the things you have to get over, like when you're channeling or being a medium or a psychic, is you have to be able to say ridiculous things like a giant fork, the chipmunks, like,
yeah,
because if you hold that back, if you're like, no, it's too ridiculous, you might miss whatever is trying to communicate, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I had an experience like that when I was doing Reiki with someone where I kept seeing the whole time I was doing Reiki, this like really specific weird thing that had nothing to do with the woman. And I told the woman, I don't want to say what it is because of it was, she was a client, but I told the woman at the end and it turned out to have like 100% relevance to something that she had gone through like several years before. And it made like total sense to her. And I was so embarrassed to say it to her, like, cause I had been seeing it the whole time I was doing Reiki on her. And then I was like, at the end, I was like, this is probably going to make no sense. And like, if you think I'm crazy, that's fine. But I just like kept seeing this like image or like memory the whole time. Like, and if it doesn't make sense, like maybe it's just some weird like dream or like something I had, but like, I just wanted to share it with you. And then it was something that had happened to her. It had relevance for her. It was so weird.
It's super strange because again, like, well, I tell people in my lectures, like it's easy for us to talk because we have a mouth and we have lungs and lips and we can push air and make sounds. But like, if you're speaking on a totally psychic level, like it has, like if they're doing that, then they're using whatever is available in our minds. So it's like,
yeah,
if I'm trying to get, you know, a certain name across and I can't say the name, I'm going to show you pictures of things that relate to the name.
Right.
It might be something super crazy because you just watched Gilligan's Island, you know what I mean? And it's trying to say the word,
yeah,
you know, Gilligan. So.
Totally.
I'm glad, yeah, no one was attacked.
Listen, but you be honest, yeah, though, was that you tapping or no? You are.
I
Melissa.
Was not tapping. I am like.
No, I'm tapping. Not tapping.
No.
I don't have anything to tap.
I put on, like, first of all, I'm not going to blow my credibility. So I don't mean this to sound it anyway, but I'm not going to blow my credibility for web crawlers.
How rude. Yeah, I mean, that's, I know, so I know you're actually real at this stuff, but Melissa, that was not you pranking me?
No. I didn't hear them.
You guys both heard the knocking,
I
right?
heard it for sure. Mm-hmm.
So, John, before we let you go, and this has been so nice of you to come on and do, because it's been such a fun Halloween treat, and you're...
And you none know, of us died?
The night's still young.
Yeah. but what is just, like, the scariest experience you've had seance-wise?
That's interesting.
Or the most meaningful?
The Newkirks and I We spent like 2 years doing seances at conventions. We would randomly pick people. And then after the convention, like the second night, we would put people together and we would do seances and we filmed all of them.
Oh, wow.
And
oh my God,
like that's just something we've been working on for a few years and we want to put it together into a documentary. And the thing,
yes,
it wasn't scary, but what was really weird is that the most psychic people during the seances, the people who said the things that were most relevant were always the diehard skeptics. Every single time.
Really?
Every single time. Like we had people coming in, they were like, I'm going to be great at this. I'm a generational psychic and I have it in my blood and I have alien DNA. And then they would just bombed out. And then there was always someone who was like, I don't believe in any of this shit. And they would hit all over the place. And it was just mind-blowing to watch it happen. Like, it was really crazy. And it kept happening over and over and over again. And during one of those seances, we were on the Queen Mary. And, these were crazy because they were... At the Queen Mary, we had to come up with a way to do the seance for, like, 65 people. So we did a seance with 65 people.
Jesus Christ.
And... at one point, everybody's in the room, we're all very quiet, and, is there anybody here with us? And we have it on recording and we have it on video, like a super clear voice just comes out of nowhere and goes, hello? And like,
it's no.
Like perfect. And like, it's just a freak out, like a massive freak. It doesn't make any sense. Like, and we have cameras, we were documenting it. So we have cameras in different directions showing that no one was like screwing with us. And we had tape recorders running and people were doing EVP recording. So there were multiple recorders and some people's recorders recorded it. And then other people's recorders didn't record it. And so it was super fucked up. And I've never had something like that happen before on such a large level.
That really would have scared me.
So the next time I'm on the Queen Mary, you guys can come to the Queen Mary and do it.
Oh my God, that would
love to. I would be obsessed with doing that once quarantine is over. Wow. Well, thank you so much.
I hope
for
you
this
had
experience.
Fun.
This was we did, and we made it out alive. Most importantly, no, it was definitely not boring.
Where can people find you, John? Where can they check out your work or follow you and all that stuff?
My website is weirdlectures.com, but if they just type my last name, Tenney, T-E-N-N-E-Y, and weirdo into Google, like it'll find all my Twitter and Instagram and all that shit.
Okay.
Tenney Weirdo.
Sometimes it gets John Tenney, the actor. So.
All right.
Wow. Someone said August 19 seems to be a significant day for a lot of people who are watching.
Really?
It says that in the chat.
Oh, weird.
I was seeing some people say...
Sorry to interject. But
had something to do with them. But I didn't see what they were saying.
That was maybe that was just a shout out to the chat from whoever was visiting us.
Yeah, someone's brother passed on August 19th.
Oh.
Relative, my great-grandmother died August 19th.
Wow.
Groucho Marx died on August 19th.
Groucho Marx?
August 19th is my best friend's birthday. That's my mom's birthday. That's another mom's birthday.
Is your dad's names spelled the same way as Alvin? Like from Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Yeah, A-L-V-I-N.
That was a good hit.
Yes!
That's weird. That was weird.
That was a good one.
Do you guys know, so this is my little paper I was writing down things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh no, did you do that, John?
I did that.
I hit it
with my elbow. these were my notes.
Did you write down
I was
the squeakle?
My little notes that I was making when we were doing months and stuff. So I didn't mention this for some reason, but like.
What does it say?
No, like there was this name that came up. And I wrote it down.
Sussman? Yeah.
Paul Sussman. Yeah. That is so weird. I feel like that's like a familiar name to me.
Does anyone in the chat know a Paul Sussman?
Paul Sussman. I have a friend, Dustin Sussman.
Well, what's his dad's name? Melissa?
I don't know.
There's an author named Paul Sussman, and he wrote the Intelligent Reader's Answer to the Da Vinci Code. He's dead.
Your dad was watching the Da Vinci Code the other day, Ali.
Oh my God, that's true.
He's dead. He died on August 19th. Just kidding.
Watching Alvin and the Chipmunks.
He was a thriller author.
A lot of people have a Sussman, think Sussman sounds really familiar, which is funny that everyone has some sort of Sussman in their life.
It's like a Mandela effect of the name Paul Sussman.
If I wake up tomorrow and Paul Sussman is trending on Twitter, we did it. All right, gang.
Okay, well, John, thank you so much. This was such a wild ride. We really, it really was fun. Appreciate
I'm
it.
Really like the other thing is too. Here, hold on.
Oh, did that one burn more?
Oh my God, that is so crazy. The difference.
Oh my God, it won't even come out. Oh, crazy.
You see that little wooden stand that it's in?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a crematory box top.
No way.
What?
It started at the same length.
That's wild.
That's really strange.
What? That is weird.
That's insane.
Oh, no.
And those candles will be Web Crawler's giveaway soon.
Oh my God,
I love that. Also, I have one last question before we let you go. Has anyone ever shown themselves in the mirror?
Yes.
Oh, I don't like that. Yeah. And what is it? What is it?
It looks like someone peeking around the corner and looking.
Oh, no.
I mean, I told you guys too, like you guys could have had scrying bowls in front of you if you wanted, like little black bowls or black cups of coffee with water. And I think I put that in one email, like if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Because they act as act as little scrying mirrors. And like the worst. So again, I'll go back to Greg and Dana. Like they had a mirror they were taking around for a while that was a haunted mirror. It was a scrying mirror. And I refused to look in it after I watched people like almost break it and throw it on the ground because people kept looking into it. And this sounds like a creepypasta, but like people would look into it and they would stare and then they would see themselves come up over their shoulder.
No.
And they kept seeing that different people across different states who had not heard anything about it kept saying, I just saw myself over my shoulder. Or I just looked at myself. I was standing behind myself. So I refused to.
Oh, no.
That's a no for me, dog.
No, thank
you. Oh, my God. Fuck that. Jesus Christ.
No.
Happy Halloween, web crawlers. Thanks for having
Happy
me
Happy Halloween.
Halloween.
Thanks for being on any day. John, you could be. We could have you on every week.
No.
Seriously.
my only request ever, Maria, is I want to be a guest on the Big Ones one day. I was a Big Ones fan from way back.
Oh yeah, you should go on the Big Ones.
We'll have you on this next season. you'll be the main guest.
All right. Okay. Bye, gang. Okay. Happy Halloween.
Thank you, John.
Bye, John. Bye. Wow.
Well, that was pretty wild. A lot of people commenting on the fact that I did not have candles, and that's right. I was too scared for candles. I did not want to fuck with that shit. I like can't talk straight because I'm actually like kind of scared. All right. Well, you have fun sleeping with your husband and your boyfriend tonight, and I will be in my room alone.
You have Asher.
With my dog who weighs 5 pounds.
Are you at your parents' house?
Yeah, should I go sleep in bed with my parents?
Sleep in the middle between them. Mommy, Dad.
Okay. I'm going to go sleep in bed with my mommy and daddy because the seance scared me. And I hope everyone has a good rest of the night. First of all, the Alvin and the Chipmunks thing. So John kept saying, I keep seeing Alvin and the Chipmunks.
And we're like, that's weird.
Strange. Someone in the chat had said, maybe the ghost is trying to bring up something that's relevant for all of you so that it can like reach all of you at the same time to like be like, hey, I'm here. This is something that like you guys will understand, all three of you.
But and there is the nothing. I was trying. I don't know. I don't have any connection to. Alvin
well,
and
kind
the
of. We have friend of the pod.
Yes, whose family is very involved in the Chipmunks franchise.
Right. So there's that, and then there's that. My dad is named Alvin. Maria has worked in the Chipmunks movies.
Right.
So there was that weird moment where that kind of kicked off, that kind of kicked things off for us.
Yeah, it's weird that that's like the one, the like the linchpin.
Yeah.
Is a big
Chipmunk's gate.
Picture of Alvin. Yeah. But it is weird because Melissa doesn't quite have a chipmunk, like a direct chipmunk. You don't have an Alvin
in your life.
I mean, you do like wearing really like baggy red shirts.
That is true.
And baseball caps.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, you do have the vibe.
But I mean, we have been talking about the chipmunks a lot recently just because of like the friend that we know. So that is, that was kind of weird.
Well, not a lot. Okay, let's say it's not a lot.
Okay.
A normal amount.
More than I would ever think about the chipmunks in my daily life. Normally I think about them for like 10 minutes a day. But like lately it's been like 20 minutes, you know, here and there.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? Higher than average.
Normalize talking about the chipmunks.
Exactly.
That's what we're saying. So then there was that. And then he started throwing out. Okay, will you explain the Illinois thing again, Maria, of like what that whole thing was?
He just said, you have an Illinois connection. And of course. Because we all know, because Chicago is a big part of this podcast.
Yes.
But yeah, my whole family's from Illinois.
Oh my God.
So. You know
what?
I thought Chicago was its own state up until like now.
2 seconds ago? Oh no, Allie. That's actually scary.
Do we need to get you your housewarming present's going to be a big globe?
A map? Yeah.
Just a nice vintage globe.
That I have to practice every day.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a country and every day you're going to memorize where it is.
Okay, continue.
Well, yeah, so maybe that makes a little
Chicago
more sense.
Chicago is
to
a
you
state
now that-
of mind.
Yes.
It's windy and deep dish pizza.
That's so good. Yeah. That's so good. And then he was bringing up birthdays that were in months of my direct family, but that was more of a stretch than what we got from a listener who...
Yes.
Maybe we should get into that.
August 19th. He said August 24th and then August 19th.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's how the ghost talked to him. So the ghost told John Tenney, he was like, I'm hearing my birthday, but earlier. My birthday, but earlier. And John's birthday, I guess, is the 24th. And then so he's like, earlier than my birthday. And then he's like, okay, I think it's the 19th, August 19th. So we settled on the date August 19th.
Right.
So what did our listener say?
Well, first we got a text from our friend Jesse Thomas, who mm-hmm. came in late to the seance. But I think John had said the name Paul Sussman.
Yes.
And so she, I guess, typed in, I don't know how she got it, but she said this woman named Deborah Sussman.
I think she typed in August 19th Sussman. And so on August 19th, 2014, a woman named Deborah Sussman died. And she actually was like the designer of like the 1984 Olympics like brand.
That's crazy.
And her
crazy.
Husband is named Paul.
Weird.
And so that was very strange.
So I wonder, is Paul still alive or are they both dead?
I think he's still alive.
I believe Paul's still alive.
So maybe we are channeling Deborah.
Perhaps.
That's what we thought, but then...
We should type in Discord. Deborah Sussman, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I think I already did.
Deborah Sussman, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Okay,
Alvin,
so...
Simon, Theodore.
Theodore.
Nothing for Deborah Sussman, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
No.
So then you guys will remember on one of our live shows, David Williams called in talking about, it was one of the most insane stories we'd ever heard of, his guardian angel that saved him in combat.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
That was crazy.
So David wrote in after the seance and he said, my voice is annoying me so much right now. Can someone else read this? Because like I can't.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not going to jump in.
I've got vocal fry for days right now, and I'm like dying.
I'll do it. Okay. So
beautiful, clear as crystal.
Me. Okay. So David said, "Real talk. Didn't want to say a dang thing during the live show because I didn't at all want to make it about me." I called back in August telling my guardian angel story about the Marine Corps. I called the ghost Pete, but his real name is DJ. Well, his dad was named Albert and his mom Paula with the last name, shit you not, Sussman.
That's crazy.
Before moving into the house I grew up in, they owned the home and had moved in June of 1959 from Bloomington, Illinois. Also, my mom's birthday is August 19th, 1964. Mine is August 24th. So weird that those came up. My dad's is...
Sorry, but this is bonkers.
My dad's is October 13th. Sister is February 21st. Brother is March 26th. Because at first, John mentioned those months. The candle moved when he was going through those months, February, March, and October. I talked with a medium for my birthday this year because after the show, I really wanted to know if Pete was okay and hopefully in peace finally. Nothing was gained during my talking with them, and I was projecting out during the show, hoping for a miracle. Who knows? The world is full of weird things, but I have everything written down in case Allie ever wants to do her angel show.
I think that's crazy.
That's insane.
Everything that John said, Illinois, August 19th, August 24th. So it's this has, so we have to maybe do another seance. Do you guys think Paula was, or whoever it was trying to get us all on the same page with Alvin and the Chipmunks? Or do you think that?
I don't know.
And then what about the big fork, the big spoon, or the big fork? I wonder what that is.
I don't know. Well, I also, I had to interject that I also found out my parents' anniversary is the 19th. So that's, he did also crazy. Say Alvin and Massachusetts in August 19, and August 19 is my parents' anniversary too. So that's also weird.
So who do we think was trying, or what? Who or what was trying to contact who or what?
I would love to have another seance because it seems like we were really getting somewhere and then we cut it short because John said that you can't have long ones.
Yeah.
But I would like to do it again and see if this is someone that's trying to contact listener, our listener who has the guardian angel connection.
Yeah, maybe. I kind of feel like I got hit by a truck today. I don't know if it's because I've been moving for 3 days or if it was that seance, but I feel like a lot was taken out of me. I provided nothing during that seance, but it took a lot. It took a lot out of me.
Yeah, it was intense. Even though not a lot happened, but
more than I thought would.
It was interesting. Yeah. It was fun. The time it went by really quickly, an hour.
It really did
so fast,
and we were kind of just staring. But because I was really engrossed with the fact that candles were moving, and I did hear bumps and stuff. And you swear that wasn't you, Melissa?
I'm listening back to the videos, and I don't hear the knocking.
Still?
No. Maybe I have to turn it up louder, but I don't hear anything. Maybe it's at a pitch where that I
at decibel
hear.
You don't hear.
Like a dog whistle or something.
Oh my god, that would be truly crazy. Yeah. Oh my god, that's something, this is totally off topic, but there's this show called Evil, it's on Netflix, and it's super good. It's so good. Have you gotten to the episode? Oh, well, this would kind of be a spoiler. I'm going to do it anyways. Okay, so there's, fuck, no, I won't do it, because if you're going to watch the show, it's actually
I'm on
a real spoiler
episode six, I think, six or seven.
But there are decibels that only teenagers can hear, and I didn't know that.
Oh, no, there's an app, or there's a website you can go to or download where it plays different decibels of sound.
Yeah.
And it'll track your age, at what age you
should
be able
to. Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, I can't hear under 20, if you're 18, teenagers, I can't hear those decibels.
Yeah, there's decibels that is 16, only 16 and under can hear. So
and
if you were to speak in that decibel, only 16-year-olds and younger can hear them.
God. Yeah, because you can play the tone and then you can adjust it, and then you stop hearing it, and it's weird when other people hear it. They're like, I hear it. I'm like, I don't hear it.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's so crazy. Yeah. So maybe there's tones that only people who believe in the paranormal can hear.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. So anyways, I guess if you guys have anything that you found crazy about the seance, anything that you gleaned from it. If you have any weird August 19 or, yeah. or the name Sussman or Alvin and the Chipmunks, anything that resonated for you.
Is it your favorite movie?
Yeah. Which one is your favorite movie? The Which squeakle. Chipmunk do you resonates with you most? Melissa, where can people reach us?
You can email us at webcrawlerspod@gmail.com. And you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at webcrawlerspod, around the Discord. The link, everything's in our show notes, all the links for stuff.
Awesome. And if you are a patron, please do not forget to come to our Halloween party. We will post the Zoom link probably on Thursday, and the party is on Friday, and we'll post the Zoom for our costume party.
Yeah.
That is about it. Anyways, I am Allie, knock three times if you're here, Siegel.
And I am Melissa... Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me.
Stay. That was on the Now and Then soundtrack, and I remember I listened to it all the time. It was so good. It was so good.
Oh, I love it.
And remember the last song? Now and Then. It was like the modern song.
Yeah. No, I don't, but cool.
Oh, it was like very different than the rest of the album.
Is it like when like Demi Moore and Rosie O'Donnell are adults and they're like riding bikes?
Yeah, basically.
Cool.
And I'm producer Maria.
Alrighty then. See you guys all on Friday. Bye. Bye.
An Elio's original.
Powered by Acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.